life. And it's just beginning. Just touch somebody by your side and say, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, I hope there are people that can talk here. Yeah. Because whatsoever you say in his ear, that is what he will do. Touch somebody. Touch that person beside you and shout to his or her ear, you haven't seen anything yet. God is taking you to a new level. Second half of the year will be a greater time, a greater season for you. Shout, touch that person again and say, escalate. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Where I'm coming from, we used to shout. So every thought about escalate. Oh my God. Say it is all time. Escalate. Amen. Open your Bible with me today. I want to begin by sharing that understanding and principles that will help men and women escalate in the second half of the year. I came with an unction and with a rod of anointing, a rod of prophetic to push few people here that their hearts will be connected and they will move into a new dimension of what God has for them. I came with a rod of prophetic to push you into your desire avenue. I came with the power of the Holy Ghost to make you enjoy the inheritance that is embedded in Christ for you in the second half of the year. Whatever you have seen that is positive in January till now, you have not seen anything. God is taking you to a new level of grace, a new level of anointing, a new level of prosperity, a new level of open door. If you are the one, let me hear your amen. That is what God will do in this second half of the year. Listen to me and listen carefully. I say to you as I hear from the Lord, there is somebody here. If your amen can be louder than your neighbor, I decree between 3 months in this second half of the year, you are taking new opportunities. You are taking new opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. I just hear a word. I have asked God today to release the utterance of prophetic. I just hear a word in my heart. And now God is saying to somebody, I don't know who that person is, there's going to be a massive network of connection. Oh my God. Oh my God. Massive network of connection that will move you to a new place where people will begin to ask you, how did you do it? And your answer will just be God. You know the God of escalate. That's going to be your testimony. Am I speaking to living souls in Abuja? Am I speaking to living souls in Abuja that can talk, that can raise their voice? I like you to know that your testimony will be to your people, to your neighbor, to your environment, that God of escalate has answered me. You see, when the Lord gives his servant a word, God is all out to establish it. It is only for people that believe and the key into the dimension of God that we experience it. I just heard a word in my ear, and I'm saying it to you, man. I'm saying it to you, sir. If your amen can be louder than your neighbor, I decree by the word of the Lord, massive network of connections. Oh, we are the people. You will step out tomorrow, you will be connected. You will step out of this place tonight, you will be connected. Can I speak to few people here that will jump to their feet and say a louder amen? A God is coming in for you. It is a good news. It is a good news call. It is a good news call. It is a good news call. Can somebody shout escalate? My God is here. My God is here. My God is here. My God is here. In case you don't know the meaning of what we are talking about the God of expansion. We are talking about the God of enlargement. We are talking about the God of increase. We are talking about the God that can make a way where there is no way. You have not seen him yet, but he will start with you tonight. He will start with you tonight. He will start with you tonight. If you are the one, shout a living amen. Let me get into this teaching tonight. Let me get into this see that. Let me get into this teaching tonight. Open your Bible with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 through to 6. Oh God, thank you Jesus. The Lord asked me to announce to somebody here. I don't know who you are. For your loss, double is coming. And they are came into this dimension of grace here, let it happen instantly. For your loss, double portion. Double is coming. Double is coming. Have you lost anything? Relax. In this second half of the year, you will get it back in tenfold. Double. Am I speaking to somebody in this meeting? Double. Oh my God, double. That is escalate. Increase on every side. In double dimension. If you are the one, let your amen be resounding. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go. Then one said, please consent to go with your servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. So the man of God said, where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there. And he made the iron flow. The God we serve is a God of progress. The God we serve is a God of enlargement. The God we serve, I don't know, the God we serve, especially the God we serve in this church, is a God of increase. He's a God that moves people from one level of glory to the other. He's a God that will never allow his son, his daughter, to be stagnant. Whenever you see stagnancy in your life, it's not his work, it's the devil's war. And tonight, devil will remove his end. Oh my God. I said devil will remove his hands. Because the God we serve is a God that is forward ever. He's a God that is forward ever. In his dictionary, there is no backwardness. There is no impossibilities. We serve a God of possibilities. And that is who we serve. That is who we stand with. That is who we walk with on daily basis. He is our God. Our God on daily basis that makes things happen even before we ask. I will do exceedingly abundantly. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ask or think. So while you are thinking about that breakthrough in the second half of the year, he already hear you and is opening that door. That breakthrough is coming. I don't know who I'm speaking to. That breakthrough is coming. I said that breakthrough is coming. Because we serve a God that is able. Please touch somebody beside you and say, my God is able. I can't hear you shout to that person in case that person, my God is able. I want you to give that person a smile with confidence. Touch that person and say, my God is able. That is the God we serve. That is the God we serve. That is the God we serve. Exodus 14:15. The Bible says something that is strange there. There was Pharaoh coming behind, and there was Red Sea ahead. And God said, move forward. Move forward. I don't mind what is ahead of you. Move forward. I don't mind what is coming behind of you. Behind you, move forward. Because in you see, in the economy of God, there is no going backward. It does not matter what this Nigeria is saying. We are moving forward. I don't know. Did I have a witness in Abuja? We are moving forward. He said, go forward. Do you want to raise your right hand and shout, I am going forward? It's a prophetic word. You see the way God said to Moses, and he said, what are you saying? Why are you complaining? You don't need to see anything. Do what? Go forward. Can you just look at somebody beside you, push that person, and that person is not moving? Move forward. You are moving forward. You are moving forward. You are moving forward. That is the God we serve. Oh. The God we serve is the God of all whatever. He said, go forward. Do you know before they get to the Red Sea, another solution has come? Excuse me. He's asking you to move forward. Move. 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 He's not a stagnant God. Who do you resemble? Who is your father? My father said we are always moving forward. And you want to be stagnant. Lift up your right hand and shout amen. Banish every hindrance on your path of moving forward. Who is that person shouting amen? Yeah. Now that hindrance is removed. It's removed. It's removed. It's removed. In the name of Jesus. He got to the tomb of Lazarus. They rolled a stone. They did everything package. He said to them, Lazarus, come forth. The moment he came forth, but something was hindering him. He said, lose him and let him go. I hear a word for somebody. If your amen can be louder than your fellow, I decree you are loose. You are loose. You are loose. Do you see what God just did now? He just rolled away the stone blocking your miracle. Oh my God, oh my God. Am I in a living church? Yeah. He just rolled away. He just rolled away. He just rolled away. Hear the voice of the Lord. New Life Baptist Church, Abuja. Whatever is standing on your path to your next breakthrough, they are rolled away. They are rolled away. They are rolled away. They are rolled away. He said to them, move forward. Go forward. And the guy moved. Nothing was standing on their way. I prophesy to you, ma. I prophesy to you, mama. I prophesy to you, baba. I prophesy to some youth. Did I have youth in this church? Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. I just hear a word and I lift up my right hand to prophesy to somebody here. In 24 hours, the miracle you need that will ascertain that you serve a living God. Yeah, somebody shouting amen, receive that miracle. In 24 hours. In 24 hours. In 24 hours. Somebody will run to share testimony with our Father in the Lord. Before this time tomorrow. Before this time tomorrow, your testimony arrive in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and shout to somebody before you take your seat. Go forward! Ah, God bless you, Pastor. I love the way you are, Pastor. Now we send you to seminary if you are not here. Glory to Jesus. Oh, come on, shout it again. Go forward! Hallelujah. You are going forward to escalate. You are going forward to enlarge. Go forward. That is the God we serve. The God we serve is always a God of going forward. Going forward. Do you know the God we serve is a God of increase? The God we serve is a God of increase. If you see Luke chapter 2, verse 52, he said, and Jesus increased in wisdom. Jesus increased in wisdom. And in what? In stature. And in stature. And in stature. And in favor with who? God. If Jesus can increase in wisdom and in stature, excuse me, you are no longer a dwarf. You are no longer a dwarf. Who be your master? People are afraid to see Jesus. Daddy, people are afraid to see Jesus in this church. Who be your master? Did he increase? Excuse me. I stand. Everything called decrease in your life, I am praying and I'm prophesying to somebody here. Wish that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 people shouting amen here. I command that decree disappear from your life in the name of Jesus. Increase, 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 in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, mid-year revival, you are coming with your babies. Because there is increase. You are coming with your babies. I can't hear that amen. Yeah, agree with me. Agree with me. There is fruitfulness in this house. You are coming with your babies. In the mighty name of Jesus. He increased in wisdom. Did I have anybody that need wisdom for that opportunities? Oh my God. I thought I'm in Abuja. Yes, I'm in Abuja. Please raise your two hands. If your God, I'm telling you, I have not started my teaching. I'm just doing introduction. So please permit me. It's just an introduction. Just permit, because I want you to understand the dimension of God that has commanded you to escalate. Is somebody following me? And He is a God that enjoys increase. So you must, if He increase in wisdom, why do you lack wisdom? The spirit of wisdom. Who is that person lifting up his or her hand? There is somebody at the back there. Please shout amen, because that spirit will rest upon you. I release the spirit of wisdom upon you right now in the name of Jesus. You will know what to do. You will know how to do it. You will know when to do it. Oh, you will know what to do. You will know how to do it. You will know when to do it. If you are the one, shout wisdom. What God has sent us to do, He will increase in wisdom. We also increase in stature. Is somebody here with me? We also increase in what? In stature. Excuse me, that we are short does not mean we are not increasing in stature. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. There is something inside of us. Oh, there is God inside of us. The bigger the God, the bigger we become. Don't look at this outward appearance. The outward appearance can perish, but the inner man is strengthened on a daily basis. Am I communicating to somebody there? Let nobody look down on you right now. Despise not your little beginning, but your end will be greatly increased. This is what God said about you. You are increasing in stature. You know the meaning of increasing in stature? You are increasing in influence. You are increasing in influence. Did I have somebody in this church that can shout a living amen? Your influence increase on daily basis. Somebody is saying amen. Yeah, if your amen can be louder. You have come to Abuja empty. You are not returning empty. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. Am I having a living source in this year? It's never possible. You are going back home with bountiful harvest. Bountiful harvest. Bountiful harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus increased in stature. There are three people here that are shouting amen. Before the end of July, an opportunity will open for you in high places. And it will grow your influence. It will grow your influence. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am showing you the God of escalate. Is the God of increase. Jesus increased in wisdom. Jesus increased in knowledge. Jesus increased in stature. The Bible said this Jesus, this same Jesus, increased in favor with God and with man. Excuse me, some of us, we only choose one side. You know the side we just, let God just know me. Excuse me, forget it. When God know you, men must know you. Am I speaking to living souls here? You say, it's only God I need. You need men. You need men. You need men. Can I please tell somebody you need men? So I raise my right hand and I bless somebody that will shout amen. You see, I'm not encouraged with your amen since. It's bothering my heart. It's bothering me. Because when my father comes to Elori, he will scatter all our church. Every prophet, he will scatter everything. Else. You did not say amen. He said, your amen has come. He said, but you must say amen. Raise your right hand and shout. I am prophesying to somebody here. Men you need that will promote you. Men, oh my God. Men you need that will announce you. Men that you need that will always continue to talk about you for people that will help you. Shout amen. Go and be connected with such men. I hear connection. In the name of Jesus. What is that relationship that is pulling you back? When they are about to help you, that nonsense relationship will just speak and say, no, it doesn't need help. Who today, by fire, can you pray the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Can you pray the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Oh, hear the voice of God. By fire, I separate you from that relationship. Can I hear a living amen here? I separate you from that relationship. I separate you from that relationship. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Jesus grew in favor with God. And with... Do you want to pray here? Do you want to pray here? You are going to decree. I grow in favor. With man. With God. And with men. I can't hear you speak. I grow in favor. I grow in favor. I grow in favor. With God, with man. Open your mouth and fire. 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 I know you are fasting, but God is your strength. God is your strength. I grow in favor. There is something you need. It is favor. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The journey of 10 years can be 10 months if favor is at work. The journey of 10 years can be 10 months if favor is at work. It is not that you don't want to do hard work. It is because favor has really hastened your hard work. Am I communicating with somebody here? Yeah? There is something that is coming upon your head tonight. The oil of favor. It will cancel the past wasted years. In the mighty name of Jesus. How many of you agree with me that the oil of favor is dropping right now? Oh, the oil of favor is releasing right now. The oil of favor is releasing right now. The oil of favor is releasing right now. Your boss will just love you unconditionally. They will just see something. Oh, there is favor in this meeting. Oh, you are increasing in favor. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please take your seat. Let me go on with this teaching. I have a limited time. Do you see the God we serve? The God we serve is in Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. Very wonderful scripture. The Bible says, but the path of the just shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. In other words, every step you take, it will be better. Is that not what the Bible is saying? Every step you are taking, every days of your life, you can only testify about a better days. There is not going to be anything called better yesterday. Because your path shines brighter, brighter, brighter. Did I have a witness in this hour? How is your path shining? That is your word this moment. Everywhere you go, it can only be better. Everywhere you stay, it can only be better. You will never record better yesterday. second half of the year is a great year for us. It is a great second journey for us in this year. It can only be better, better, better. The God we serve, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6, very serious scripture. Please, I want you to look at that scripture, everyone. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6, the Bible says, it is then Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord who raised up who? Than your neighbor. God will hold your hand and he will advance you. You are not shout, you are still hearing the somebody beside you saying amen. That is not your amen. Your amen must go louder than you don't hear that person. Raise your hand. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is that person keen into this dimension of prophetic world? I decree God holds your hands and advance you. God holds your hand 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 and advance you. Somebody shout the living name. You know what this God said? He said, I stand by the door. I open the door and nobody is born where to shut it. You know the reason why he says that? Because he himself is the door. He himself is the door. So he was standing. Let me see, Baba. Let me see the person that will close the door. Look at your front. The door is open. Door of progress. Door of opportunities. Sitting with kings. Somebody saying amen. You will begin to sit with presidents. You don't understand what I'm talking about. But I see it happening. Because they are dropping a new garment of glory upon people in this service. Garment of glory. Garment of glory. It's being released right now. So I open up a door for you. By the word of the living God. I open up a door for you. Who is that person? Who is that person? Who is that person? I decree right now. By the mercy of God. Enter into your new door. A major contract is handed over right now. Oh, who is that person saying amen? Yeah. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please sit down. Let me get into my teaching now. That scripture we read, there are about seven things I want to share with you tonight very quickly under these few minutes that can help you enter into the escalator that the Lord has prophesied. The moment God speak his word to us, there is a machinery that is bringing it to pass immediately. For some people we enjoy, some people we know, because they did not align themselves with principles of enlargement, with principles to help them enjoy what God has given to them in their space. God is opening doors. God is helping people. God is increasing. God is enlarging. But you cannot enter into it until you begin to apply the principle. As much as it is good to pray, as much as it is good to fast, then it is important to apply principles. We are in a generation that we pray. Are we pray? Are we pray? Are we pray? Oh, are we pray? Oh, if I not pray, we pray, but we don't apply principles. There is an aspect of prayer, there is an aspect of principles. Is somebody following me? I want to lay into your hand today six your seven principles that will help you enjoy escalation. Can we start this journey very quickly? Look at that scripture. The verse 1 of that scripture that we read. The Bible says, and the son of the prophet said to Elisha, see now the place where we dwell with you is what? Is too small for us. Some pastor said, it's too tight for us. The first principle to enjoy escalate is growth. Is growth. God wants to help people, but not this version of you. God wants to move you into a new space, but it is not this version of you that can enter there. God wants you to be transformed, to grow in a dimension that when He takes you there, you will not disgrace Him. You have been praying, Lord, take me there. But when God comes with the blessing, He discovers that your size cannot enter there. Because you have not grown. There is a dimension that God wants to help us in this second half of the year. It only happened by growth. It only happened by growth. Spiritual growth. You see, when we talk about growth, spiritual growth, you are not going to be praying 20 minutes and sleep off there. That is not growth. You have given your life to Jesus Christ 20 years ago, and the only tongue you can speak is only one. Mama. 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 That is not growth. That is not growth. The only scripture verse you know offhand is John 3:16. Our Father in the Lord, please share. Give us one memory verse. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, and He died. You don't even know His way. You can't. God doesn't help people like that spiritually. Some people will sleep on the same bed and somebody will be catching revelation. You are eating food. Can you help me touch somebody and say, grow? Are you angry with me tonight? Please touch somebody and say, grow. Somebody is seeing revelation of heaven. You are eating okra in the dream. Ah! Raise your right hand. I banish that demon from your life. Shout, grow! We cannot enjoy where God is taking us to. Is somebody here with me? Except grow. The sons of prophets, they grew out of the small space. So they shouted, excuse me, this place is too tight for us. I saw dissatisfaction in them. Yes, sir, you are too comfortable in your comfort zone. Get out. Get out. There is more land to conquer. Get out. Grow to where God is taking you to. When you wake up in the middle of the night, you see that if you still need alarm to wake you to pray in the night, you need deliverance. You set three alarms. The first one alarm, you press button red. The second one alarm, you throw rapper to stop it. The third one ran. You say, what is this demon? You are the demon. It's not that thing. Because you need to wake up by yourself to do what? The more you pray, the more you grow capacity to enter into the space God has given to you. Can you say to yourself, I need to grow. I need to grow. You know, I was in a church for a revival in Ogunwanso. And they were doing Sunday school Sunday morning, my father. They were doing Sunday school. And one man, a deacon, was contributing. And he said, Owo ni keke nyerere. Bibeli gan so pe owo ni keke nyerere. You know the meaning of that? That money is the bicycle of the gospel. He said, Bible said, deacon. Which verse? No, you know you are in Abuja, you know Bible more than us. You even read an extra Bible that we have not seen. Which verse? those are the things. For years, the man has been doing digging. He has decided never to. God cannot release grace upon people. They appointed seven deacons in the New Testament. Am I correct, sir? Seven deacons. It was only two of them that make impact. Stephen and Billy. Where are the others? They are serving tables. Because they refuse to grow into the dimension God want to? I want to pray for three people here. Who are those people? From now, you will stop being blessed, but you will become a blessing. Oh, it is a level of growth. It's a level of growth. That you are not just standing, I receive. Every time you keep receiving, when will something come out of your life? When? I receive every time. Please, am I communicating to somebody here? Please, can I speak to youth in this house? If you are always positioning yourself to receive, and you did not deliver value, you are nonsense. People only celebrate people that has value. Especially, you are in Abuja, nothing to deliver. They will put you by one side. Can you raise your right hand and shout, I grow. Ask yourself, you have graduated since 1999. What else have you added to your life? And you are saying, Lord, give me space. Hey, escalate. If you jump from this altar to the back and hit your head on this pillar, nothing will happen. Please, am I communicating here? Okay, you just want me to be prophesying. No, prophecy is good. The word dimension of teaching is good. Please, can you grow? God wants to look for somebody that he wants to place in Asoro, but what will you present? God is looking for somebody he will place in high position. What do you present? What have you added to your life? Can you help me grow? So in the second half of the year, grow. Do you hear what I said? In the second half of the year, do what? Grow. Add value. There used to be a sister in my church. When she's singing, we all of us in the church, we know what she will sing. His program. The moment we see Mike in his hand, we know the first song. We know the second song. We know the stocks. One day I was there, I said, CF, please don't use her again. She has refused to grow. She has refused to grow. If you are a minister here and they can predict your message, you are not growing. So God is calling us into a new dimension of escalate of growth. The space is, the land is ready, but there is nobody that is fitting into the dimension of that growth to enter. I used to say this some years back, as conference BSF president, they will invite me to come and minister, and after the ministration, they will put me on the pew in the church. That is hotel. I will sleep there. When I'm going, they will give me vigilmic. You know vigilmic? They say, thank you, our father. Thank you, vigilmic, as president. When I became a pastor, they are looking for one room. They say, they put me there, one room. Like boy squatter, something like that. They say, stay there. But when I began to increase, I began to grow, they will now invite me, put me in the correct hotel, that I will be seeing Jesus even sitting with me in the hotel. So one day, the Lord said, you are still the same person, but something has grown in you. That is why people now treat you differently from the way they used to treat you. Yes, sir. They will continue to treat you the same way if you refuse to. Excuse me. You don't demand respect, you command it. Am I communicating to somebody here? Yeah? Commanding it is growth. Raise your right hand. I want to release grace upon somebody here. Yeah? Shout amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who is that person shouting amen? Receive grace to grow. Receive grace to grow. Receive grace to grow. Receive grace to grow. In the name of Jesus. And they said to Joshua, the Lord said, Joshua, you are now old. You have stopped growing, but there is a more ground to conquer. There is work everywhere, but that work is not waiting for your fashion. It's looking for a higher version of it. May the Lord give you grace.
The second thing, the second principle I saw in that scripture is vision. Look at that verse 1. Verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 6. The Bible says, and the sons of prophets said to Elisha, see now the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Somebody shout vision. Shout vision. Please, I can't hear you. Shout vision. Seriously speaking, it is what you see that you become. If you did not see the new place God is taking you to, you can't become it. I have seen people praying, but veil is covering their eyes. And God wants to really do something in your life, but because you have refused to see, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Wherever I get to, the first thing I want to see is, can I see something great in this place? The reason why your business is not prospering is because you have not seen beyond what the money, what the business is bringing in. You need to see. I am praying endlessly for somebody in this meeting that tonight God will open your eyes. Amen. Oh, that amen is not good. God will open your eyes. Amen. In the dream, you will just discover what you need to do next, and things will begin to happen for you. Amen. Vision is one of the things we need to do to escalate. Vision. 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 It's not enough to pray, but what do you see? You remember what happened to Abraham? God has been telling Abraham, you will be, you will give birth, you will give birth, you will give birth, you will give birth, you will be a father of nations, you will be a father of nations. He did not understand until one day God said, come! And he held his hand, brought him outside, and said, lift up your eyes. Can't. He said, as much as you can. What you can see is what I will give to you. Madam, what did you see? Daddy, what did you see? Parents, what did you see in the life of that children? God wants to do something mighty, but your vision is the problem. You did not see it. 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 And God is saying, until you see, you can't become. It is what we see that we what? That we become. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? You have been seeing yourself as local champion. That is why nobody is inviting you. Every time, we are the Baba here. You are not Baba anywhere. Because the land is, the space is everywhere. God is looking for people that will occupy. In fact, I have discovered, hello, man. Hello, sir. I have discovered that up there are more space because people are not many than this ground. We are too many here. Yeah, that is why we are doing wahala to kill one another because we want to occupy something. But when the moment you move like a rocket up, all those people you left here, they will just be looking at you. And only you will be, you are just going to be doing great. You need to see. You need to see. There is one prayer you must pray tonight. Every veil covering my eyes must be removed. Do you want to pray that now? Or we postpone it later? Raise your right hand. If you can rise, rise. Because I perceive there is going to be an opening of sight. An opening of sight for some certain people here. Who is that person here? In the mighty name of Jesus, please, I want you to shout. Every veil covering your eyes is removed. I can't hear that. Amen. It's removed. Brother, you are more than this. Am I speaking to somebody here? Sister, you are more than this. There is more to you than what you are, how you are living. There is more to you. There is more to you. Can you be dissatisfied with here and begin to see yourself in a new dimension that my eyes will be open? Every veil covering my eyes, Lord, take it away. Take it away. Can I hear men and women open your mouth and decree, Father, take away. Let fire catch every form. Oh, Jesus. Catch every form of veil covering my eyes in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Hope somebody beside you, you want to pray for that person. I bind every blindness. And I command that blindness to destroy. Who is that person that wants to talk? Look for somebody that can shout here. Don't look for somebody that wants to do that did not understand. You are going to say, my father, my father. I can't hear you loud and clear. My father, my father. Shout it down your neighbor. My father, my father. Every blindness over this person, I command it removed. Open your mouth and fire. Oh, don't be at ease in Zion. Be aggressive. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Blindness. That is what the Bible says. The Bible says the devil has blindfolded them. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. You are praying. God bless. I love the way this sister is praying. God bless you. You are praying. Oh, my Father. I remove now blindness in the name of Jesus. 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 I destroy on this mountain every covering cast over all people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Leave that person you want to pray. You can move wherever you are. What do you see? Call it to be. I call forth what I see. Oh my God. I call forth my house. I call forth my door. I call forth. No, you see. Hello. Hello. Amen. Amen. You can't call forth like that. Oh. We don't call things forth like that. Jesus Christ cried out, Lazarus! Comfort. This is not this gentle way. Even Jesus shouted, Lazarus! Comfort. Are you ready to shout? You are going to raise your right hand and you are going to be calling it for. What have you seen? Have you seen a great opportunity? You are going to shout, my Father, my Father! My Father, my Father! I call forth my progress! Open your mouth and call! Yes! 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 Call forth! Hey! Kapalipa serebele katobesa. Oh! Pekende bele aropa kotombes. Hekrombele maroma sabelenda. Oh my God, I can't hear somebody shout. I call my progress forth. I call my deliverance forth. I call my healing. Oh my God. Call your healing forth. Call your healing forth. Call your healing forth. In the name of Jesus. Except you are comfortable with where you are. That is when you should not call it for. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Call it for. Ekambeli namasumbele katobash. Please, on that keyboard. Repando rukente belen, herumena masumbele kantomba takatanda, herupe kato sherede balambro de bosha, herume kaka kabeke lekede, herake kaka 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 kaka, herabe kaka 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 kaka, haraba kata kala bara 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 bara, haraba kata bosho de lembara bara, herabe kata bele. Oh, I call it forth. I call it forth. I call it forth. Oh, are people talking in this place? Are people praying in this place? Oh, open your mouth. Call it forth. Yes. 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 There is a mighty move of God here. Call it forth. Eraba kotoba kala. Erenemande manamano masaba. Erope bebebasa. Call for that land. I call for that land. I call for that land into our hands. Yes, I call for that building. I call for that international opening. Madam, pray. Mommy, pray for your children. Yes. Yes. Do you see it? If you see it, you will have it. If you see it, you have it. Do you see it in your spirit, man? Call it more. Enama kambelia nema sebelia. Erameka lombo robo kato bekele mbro debosa. Erameke gebara mano lombo shanda. I call forth opportunities in Abuja and beyond. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed? Can I hear a resounding amen? You are going to take step from where you are. You want to possess what you have called for. Is somebody here with me? I possess my progress. I possess my manifestation. Please don't let anybody beg you to pray tonight. Because as you possess, you have it. Move out from where you are and possess. Open your mouth. My Father, my Father. I can hear somebody. My Father, my Father. I possess my progress. Open your mouth and fire. Yes. I possess the land. I possess that building. If our Father and the Lord is praying, church, please pray. Possess. Possess your husband. Possess your wife. Possess your children. Oh, mele karume sebele. Arebeka dobele barabata. Areba baba baba sebele kara. Hero mena marama lebele bele bele bele. Aroba koto mekete debele. Areba oh. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I can see. Then I have. I can see. Oh, my Father. Ayakaleba shada emarume shake. I can see, then I have them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you stretch your arm towards this altar? Holy parume tebelina madon tobekelena ikromi sebeli no masoba embra uskarume tobe kanumili andopando ekontambus kanduli enropeke dampotabili haruma subili andasa. I announce to three people shouting amen here, go and possess your possessions. Possess your open doors. Possess everything you have confessed. Let your amen roar. In the name of Jesus. As you see it, you have it. 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 Raise your two hands and shout amen. I remove blindness. That amen is not correct over there. I remove blindness. I remove blindness. I remove blindness. Oh, brother, shout amen. You are seeing opportunities. And you are seizing opportunities. You are seeing opportunities. You are seizing opportunities. Let your amen run like thunder. Let your amen run like thunder. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I am taking some people by prophetic unction and pushing you out of expectation and hope into manifestation. God bless you, man. I love the way you shout amen. You are coming out of expectation room into manifestation. Into manifestation. Into manifestation. Into manifestation. Somebody's not saying amen at the back. Enter your manifestation. 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 Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. I saw a new app, a new app, a new app, a new app. Oh, where are men in this place? Oh, for your children, a new app is coming. For youth in this church, a new app is coming. Hear the voice of God from my ear, from my mouth. When you need a million, 10 million will be available. I don't know who is receiving that word of prophecy here. Yes, it will happen. 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 Whatever you need is supply. I don't like this amen here. Your whatever you need is supply. Whatever you need is supply. What have you seen? What is it you are seeing? You are seeing an estate. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Are you trusting God for visa? They are calling you to hand it over to you. It's happening right now. How many of you see? Did you see? Oh, this response is, did you see? Oh, I know you don't shout in Abuja, but shout today and tomorrow, please. I beg you. Did you see? Did you see that they are taking off that nonsense clothes from you? Affliction is taken. Backwardness is taken. Stagnancy is taken. How many of you see it? No more retrogression. No more retrogression. Did you see it? If you see it, rejoice. If you see it, rejoice. Oh, join me to rejoice, rejoice. Come on now. I rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Hey! Glory! 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 New Life Baptist Church, you have not seen anything yet. God is raising men in this meeting. God is raising financial partners, kingdom financier in this meeting. Did you see it? Did you see it? Hear what the Bible says. I have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not come to the heart of man. What God has in store for you. Raise your two hands and shout. I see and I have. I see and I have. I see and I have. If you are the one, rejoice. Ah, ah, my time is gone. My time is gone. Oh God, can I use 5 minutes more? Thank you, sir. 5 minutes more. The third thing I saw in that scripture, can I beg you? Please don't sit down because it's just 5 minutes. Tomorrow I'm going to another thing. I will hide the remaining one for my church in Ilorin. The third thing that you must engage in as a principle to enter your escalator, your new place God is taking you to, can I tell you somebody? It's warfare. It's what? Warfare. Warfare. See, every territory has princes. And you cannot come and take it over without fight. That is why God encouraged fight a good fight of. You must fight. You must fight. You must fight. You see, we don't fight the way you are doing. Hey, people that are stand, the gatekeepers will never allow you to get what you want cheaply. There are gatekeepers everywhere. There are gatekeepers everywhere. There are gatekeepers everywhere. This place opened up for our Father in the Lord because he conquered in the school of prayer. Excuse me, we don't fight physical when it comes to spiritual matter. We settle it on our knee. Look at what that Bible says in verse 2. Verse 2 of that scripture. The Bible says, verse 2. The Bible says, please, let us go to where? To Jordan. And let every man do what? Inheritance is not given, it's taken. Do you hear what I said? Inheritance is not given, it's what? It's taken. Whatever you did not take will not come to you. You have been so gentle. You are from the day of John the Baptist. The kingdom of God suffered katakata, and it is only katakata that taketh it by katakata. You must take it, though. There is space for you, but it doesn't happen. Go and check in the scripture. God said, I have given you the land of Canaan. But he told them, go and what? Go and fight. Excuse me. He did not contradict him. I have given you. But go and what? Go and fight. That tells you that even if they said they have written your inheritance in the will, you must fight to take it. Please, am I communicating to somebody? Am I communicating here? See, there is no room for gentility. Eh? Warfare. He said, let us go to Jordan. I don't have, I will have tell you the reason why they have to take it and fight. Jordan is not just anything. Jordan is always a limitation for Elisha. Elisha just carried mantle and he was coming. And the next thing he met is what? Is Jordan. If he did not know what to do, the sons of prophets are waiting for his disgrace. But he said, where is God, Lord of my father? And the Jordan did what? Because every Jordan sometimes represents limitations. If you don't fight, you won't go. Joshua also experienced Jordan. Am I communicating to somebody here? Joshua needed to cross, but there was Jordan. The Lord said, do what? Step into it. Sometimes there are some battles that will not move until you step. You just have to step by faith. You rocket it. And when you enter, you just discover that Jordan too can run. The Bible says in Psalms, Jordan skip like that. Jordan too can fly. Excuse me, the reason why nothing is happening to you is because you are sleeping all through the night. You sleep. And you wake up now, you say you want to go. They are finished war. When men sleep, the enemy soul tears. War. My father and the Lord. When I knew I would be resuming that church 3 years ago, I called my intercessor 40 days, 40 nights. We are fasting and we are praying. In my office in Emmanuel Baptist Church, we will be praying. When it is 2 a.m., we will march out in the middle of the night. And you see, I didn't have old people that would be afraid. I have young people that are students that can die for anything. If they are loyal people, they are committed to you. So we will now march from Saboke. Oh, so people that know Ilorin, we understand. We will march from Saboke to Tanke. We will now trek, blowing tongues, scatter ourselves in the middle of the night, blowing tongues from Tanke Junction to Tipagara, turn back and come and end it on the gate of that church. We will begin to shout, Believers Heritage Baptist Church, open up, open up, open up, open up. When it is 4:30, we will disappear. Every one of us, we will march back and go. It is dimension. So somebody say, what is happening in that church within this few months? It is not the few months. It is because some people have journeyed in the battle of warfare all over the night for 40 days and 40 nights. Excuse me, nothing happened without fight. You don't take your position. See, nothing comes to you if you don't wage war. You are fasting in this season. Don't use it to sleep. Sit down in your sitting room. You know what I mean by sit. Sit down. Do like this. Rabakuta in Neborobo Shadaba Shakata. You sit down like that from 12 to 3. Go and sleep small. Wake up at 5. Do your morning devotion. Go out. Let me see the devil. Let me see the devil that will say you will not possess your possession. You are trusting God for something. You think it will come by chance? No. These people went there with a what? With a beam. They went to take. You don't go and take. The Bible should say they are going there to court. But they said they are going there to do what? To take. You are too gentle. That is why the devil is doing this thing. Nobody possesses a new land with gentility. we possess a new land with rascality. So if you are wise, you combine rascality with oligolistic. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Look at somebody. Look at somebody beside you, face to face. Face to face. Say, combine rascality with oligolistic. Then you take the land. Why are you not talking? Please talk in the name of you. Combine rascality with oligolistic. And you take the land. Daddy, daddy, I want you to say it to mommy. Say it loud to that mother. Combine. Where are two you, some youth here? Please talk to me. Combine rascality with oligolistic. Then you take the land. Shout amen. How many of you understand the principle today? Do you understand the principle today? What is the first principle? What is the first principle? What is the second principle? What is the third principle? The way you even shout warfare shows that you can't war anything. What is the third principle? Don't look at anybody shouting. What is the third principle? Devil is in trouble. I said devil is in trouble. If you notice one nonsense headache on your head, don't first look for paracetamol. Slap the head. Devil, get out. Because devil can hear. Please, can I speak to somebody here? You have been pampering the devil and devil is building mansion in your house. Get rid of the devil. Did I have people that want to wage war here? Oh my God. Did I have people that want to wage war here? The Bible says, Daddy, the Bible says, the effectual door is open for me. But there are many adversaries. You don't understand what we are talking about. The effectual door is open. As you did so, I can't count the door in front of you, sir. Oh, poor. Oh, many. Oh, plenty. But you are just treating it with. You see, the Baptist type of prayer. To you, oh Lord, our God. Heaven and earth is unto you. What we do, you will do. What we not do, you will not do. It's a lie. God has done everything. You are the one to take it. Can I speak to somebody here? You are the one to take it. Are you looking for husband? The husband is beside you. Take him. Take him. Are you looking for wife? The wife is beside you. Take him. Take her. Take her. You just, as I'm talking like this, just look at a sister beside you. Somebody shouts warfare. Oh, I can't hear some. Somebody shouts warfare. Rise to your feet. We want to wage war. We want to wage war. We want to wage. Hey, everything standing on your path to your new level, I remove them. Oh, don't just say amen. You are about to pray. See, please forget about where you are. You are going to shake yourself. You are going to get rid of the devil on your way. Ah! Look at what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, I saw the Satan fall. Jesus Christ said, I saw Satan what? Fall. Do you want to see him fall? Do you want to see him fall? Raise your right hand. My father is coming now. Huh? He will go and he will take us a little beast. In that dimension. But see, I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Forget who you are right now. Pray. Are you raising your right hand? If you are hearing this, the voice of somebody beside you, you are wrong. Shout, my father, my father. God bless you. You are coming up. My father, my father. I command Satan, fall for my sake. Take your hand off me. Fall for my sake. Open your mouth and fire. Open your mouth. Fire. 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 Hey. 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 Abuja, pray. Abuja, pray. New life, pray. Is this the way you want people to take his hand? Shake off his hand. My father, in the name of Jesus, I shake off the devil. I shake off the devil. I shake off the devil. I shake off his hand. Oh, there's sorrow. Open your mouth and talk. Pray. Pray. Over your business. Over your call. Over, oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Make war. Wage war. Wage war. Wage war. Wage war. Wage war. Wage war. Devil, get out of my house. Get out of my home. Get out of my ministry. Yes. Mommy, talk. Mommy, shout. Daddy, shout. Get out. Get out. Yes, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. There are three words God gave me. Raise your right hand. Daddy, please come. Please be coming. Come and finish it. Raise your right hand. We are going to shout. Please shout. Don't stop. My Father, my Father. I can't hear living soul shout. My Father, my Father. I receive speed with ease. Who is that person shouting? Amen. Raise your right hand right now. You are saying, my Father, my Father.
God, my Father.
I receive speed.